Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A sea of red today for grain futures, lower across the board, 3 cents lower in the Dease corn at 338¾. Nove beans down 11 cents, 971½. Dease, Kansas City, and Chicago, both down, made new contract lows today for the wheat, and down 12¾ in Dease 14 at 569½, and Dease Chicago wheat at 488, down 11¼. Now next July 2015, which is the crop that's going in the ground now, $5.73¼, down 10¾. We've got some remnants of the hurricane that came off the west coast of Florida coming through the southern plains today, and as the wheat crop is being planted full steam ahead right now, if that rain comes in the next few days, it looks like we'll be off to a really good start in terms of this year's wheat crop. Of course, it's just the beginning. We've got a long way to go and need a lot of rain to catch up and reverse the drought. Now, beans and corn, both lower today as well. Looks like harvest in the southern part of the grain belt is going well. Lots of grain being harvested. Most yields are above average. And the farmers are really optimistic about the yield. Now, they're not optimistic about the price. As prices come down, you know, at half-price corn, you got to produce twice the bushels.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds today were net sellers of beans, 5,000 to 6,000 beans. Sold corn and wheat as well, about 5,000 corn and 5,000 wheat. The exports this morning were 26 million bushels for corn. The total for the year is 513 million versus 520 last year. So we're a little bit behind. For soybeans, we were 54 million bushels. Total commitment for the year is 936. For last year, we were 841, so a bit ahead there. And then for wheat exports, 12 million bushels, kind of low. We're behind normal, 457 million bushels this year versus 627 last year at this time. Of course, the U.S. dollar over the past couple weeks moving higher has put the export market in the back seat here. As the dollar goes higher, our stuff is more expensive to the rest of the world. And then some private groups are coming out and saying that the corn for this year could actually be up to 10 bushels per acre higher than the USDA number of 171.7. So if that was 181.7, another 10 bushels, that would be a huge crop. And they're also saying that the beans could be up to 4 bushels per acre higher than the USDA's number of 46.6. Of course, both of them are already record, so a big crop keeps getting bigger.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle 142 lower at 155.60, December down 107 at 158.92. October feeder cattle 40 lower at 227.70, November down 67 at 224.92. October lean hogs down 212 at 102.97, and December down 10 at 93.80. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat down 12.5 at 569¾. March down 12.5 at 577¼. December Chicago wheat down 10¾ at 488¼. December corn down 3.5 at 338¼. March down 3¼ at 350¾. November soybeans down 11 at 971¼. In January down 11¼ at 979¼. October cotton down 328 at 66.6. And December down 63 at 65.05. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.